Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Catch them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the panther organizing the touch. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air and break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Used to was a booster, ain't no half-ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with the OG by the prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up to see Obama. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood
to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in the burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they plot, but they more kept zipping niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they rat you out to they cops, smile your face, but these niggas got me twisted like locks. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you rhyme with. Precision shots, only thing my guns fit. Niggas be working for the state, so they can less of they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
People say they wanna end police brutality, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
Motherfuckers to pay.
Black power. Black power. Black power. And all power to the people. This is General Taco representing the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. And this is the Black Survival Class radio show. Call in at 657-383-0587 and press 1 with your comments and your concerns. Today on Black Survival Class radio show, the topic will be racist European imperialism. Racist European imperialism. This topic is very important tonight because we as Black people trapped within racist America are the victims of racist European imperialism. We as Black people are trapped, a nation within a nation, after being bust upside the head, drugged on the rotten slave ships, and held in the bowels of racist America. Day after day, night after night, we face the ravages. We are the victims of racist European imperialism. The brute beast police, the pigs that come down on our people on a daily basis, gunning us down unarmed in the streets from one end of the country to the other, are nothing but mere soldiers sent into the colony, sent into the community to perpetuate the evil self-interest, the greed self-interest of the racist European imperialists. No matter if they are in America, France, Germany, Britain, our people all over the planet are facing and is the victim of racist European imperialism. And we must gain control. We must rise up and establish real, true revolution. Complete constructive change. Back in the day, in the 60s, the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, they studied many great leaders to bring about revolution here within racist America. And one of the main ones they studied was the revolutionary scientist named Fanon. Him and others in Algeria and Africa battled racist European imperialism, in particular France imperialism. The French were constantly brutalizing, maiming, killing, and committing genocide on the Algerians. But of course, they established a revolutionary group which France Fanon was a part of. And after battle with the racial demons, he wrote a book that is very valuable to our struggle here today within racist America. He wrote a book called The Wretched of the Earth, because we as a people are at the bottom of racist America. We are at the bottom of every country on the planet, politically, economically, socially, and militarily. We are being crushed. So in order for us to rise up, France Fanon taught us in that book, and on the front of it says, the Bible for the Black Revolution that is sweeping the planet. The rest of the earth was the Bible for the Black Revolution that was sweeping the planet. And inside that book, he pointed out that when you kill the oppressor, you kill two men simultaneously. You kill the oppressor, and you kill the oppressed within you. Why did Frank Fanon write that? Why did he point that out to our people? That when you kill the oppressor, you kill two people You kill not only the oppressed or the oppressor, but you kill the oppressed within you, because it allows you to regain your humanity, your dignity, after being brutalized, punked out, smashed on by Western European imperialism. We as a people was robbed. We were robbed of our language, robbed of our land, robbed of our drums, robbed of the very essence of our being. So Franz Fanon points out that when you kill the oppressor, you not only kill the oppressor, you kill the oppressed within you. The demons of racist European imperialism started off way back in 1492, after 700 years, the Moors had conquered Spain. After 700 years, the Spanish, the racist demons, got together. Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, who had ran two major areas in Spain, had decided to marry and put their money together, put their soldiers together in order to expel the Moors after 700 years. After the Moors taught their dirty ass how to bathe, the basic essence of hygiene, taught the demons navigation and maritime skill and how to sail, they, of course, repelled them. And they put their money together and they sent out a racist demon that became known as Christopher Columbus. Even though this idiot got lost and didn't pay attention to the rules that the Moors gave him, he supposedly bumped into the so-called New World. And at that time, Europe was being ravaged by famine, plagues. One of my favorite ones was the Black Plague that massacred many Europeans, mainly because the demons didn't know how to bathe. So we have to understand that as a people, that this was the very beginning of racist European imperialism. These demons have went to every corner of the planet, colonizing, conquering, destroying cultures, committing mass extermination and genocide on whatever melanated people they came in contact with. This is the essence of Western European imperialism. In America, the evil stepson of Britain took racist Europeanism to a whole nother level. These demons mastered the art of brutality, maiming, killing people that's here in racist America. We have to understand that. We have to understand that what they taught us in those colonial schools was nothing but falsehood, a bunch of lies, all designed to make us feel inferior, less than, subhuman, all the while making the Europeans, the Americans, feel superior, greater than, so much so that these demons of racist European imperialism gained a God complex. These demons think they are God, outside of the fact that they try to feed our people that quacker Jesus, that buttermilk complexed, skinny, bony, passive, do nothing, as imposter. They try to force on our people as the real revolutionary black Jesus, which is falsehood. This is one of our main problems today, falling victim to that bony, frail Caucasoid they put on that damn death cross. That we are foolishly following on a day-to-day basis, mainly on Sunday. They want us to believe that that white Jesus is God. Therefore, when we see them in the street gunning our people down, we think it's God gunning our people down. When we say throw your hands up and get against the wall, we think it's God telling you to get against the wall. Because They have established themselves as a race, a master race, a slave master race. And we are steadily falling victim to it. We have bought into that they are God, which is a falsehood. So it's time for us to stand up and recognize what's really going on. After these demons began to push up in Africa, push up in Asia, push up in Latin America, destroying and invading cultures and many people, dominating, creating false borders, cutting and slicing and dicing our people up, cutting and slicing and dicing the land up, and keeping it for their very self, all the while subjected to whoever they came in contact with nothing but brutality and extermination. So we must understand that America considers themselves to be the pigs of the planet. They consider themselves to be the front line for the rest of racist European imperialism. How did America become such a superpower? Mainly on the backs of our people, from the blood, the sweat, and the tears of our people building this country up. But let's go back, though, to the essence of racist European imperialism after Columbus bumped in the so-called New World. They decided to start dragging our people, constantly burning us alive, killing us, in order to intimidate us, to force us to work, to pick cotton, tobacco, indigo. This is the truth. This is why they put us on the bottom of the rotten slave ship, the Maafa, and drug us on that middle passage where our people decided to jump overboard before they would fall victim to such vicious slavery, the most brutal, horrendous slavery in the history of the planet. This is the basis of racist European imperialism. After a while, after the slaves had built them up, they established what became known as the Industrial Revolution up in Europe in the late 1700s. That's because these demons had a chance to sit in the shade, had a chance to sit back in luxury on the back of our people, to sit and think and conjure up inventions like the steam engine and the steamboat, which brought mechanization to their thought process, to their so-called Western civilization. And they invented these things, and they needed precious minerals. They needed precious resources, mainly the ones that were in melanated land, in order to push these new machines. They needed the coal to push the steam engine, to make it move. But all other forms of basic machinery needed these precious resources, these minerals like oil, to keep moving. So their technology, their upliftment, was built on robbing and stealing from us, using us, playing us out. Well, they lived in luxury, using mechanization or technology to gain a better standard of living. So as these demons went up, our people went down into the graves, into the coffins, all over the planet. This is what happened. So slavery became colonization. Even though slavery is a key component of colonization, we have to look deeply. We have to understand that they wanted land, labor, and our resources. And how they did this is they would send in the missionaries, those Christian preachers and priests, in order to make us feel like our high advanced civilization that we had lived in was meager, was inferior compared to Christianity, compared to all forms of Western civilization. We closed our eyes, and when we opened them up, we had the Bible. They had our land. We had the Bible, and they had our land, and they had our very lives, because we fell victim. So we must stand up and realize what really happened. Later on, the demons began to compete after the Portuguese was one of the first to run up in Africa, competing side by side with Spain. And they started beefing and competing. And they went to war over who was going to control the slave business, who was going to control colonization. They've been constantly beefing and competing over who was going to be the top racist European imperialist. So they decided to calm down the beef between each other, to squash it. And they created this Berlin Conference in the late 1700s. And I think, racist gentlemen, they decided to set out maps of the planet amongst themselves. No African, no melanated people was even invited to the damn conference. We were the property to be divvied up between the racist dogs of France, the racist dogs of Germany, the racist dogs of America, and the rest of the racist Europeans. They sliced and diced new border, cut tribes in half, precious land, ancestral land, while people were buried that was sacred. They cut right into them, all under the guise of so-called progress. So once they established this master race control of the planet, then they went out to live in luxury. But it didn't work that way. Why? Because each European country was bent on becoming the top dog. So later on, that's why World War I kicked off. World War I kicked off mainly because each country wanted more colony. They wanted more land. They wanted more riches. Their greed caused them to go to war with each other, with us as the bounty, with us as the treasure to be won at the end of the day. So after World War I went down, they did it again. They decided to get together, created a League of Nations where all those supposed to sit back like racist, fake-ass gentlemen, and divvy it up again to slice and dice all of our people's land up. But it still didn't work. World War II popped off. He had racist Hitler and his new concept of the master Aryan race. They were just talking over who was going to get more control of the land, the gold, the diamonds, the oil, the coal that they needed to live in the lap of luxury, all at the expense of our people. So, of course, America bombed Japan, bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki after stealing major uranium and plutonium from the Congo in Africa in order to create the atomic bomb. They became a superpower. They became the ultimate racist European imperialist. And that's when they became the pigs of the planet. We must understand this as a people. This is why we must reject falling victim to joining a white man's military. They just want us to be the front line. They just want us to be the damn bullet pillow. All throughout the history of race and European imperialism, you'll see they established slave armies to fight their fight while they just sit back, comfortable in the shade, while Africans were fighting Africans, Asians were fighting Asians, Latin Americans were fighting Latin Americans. So we must understand that when we jump in their racist uniform to go fight their war overseas, we must reject that bullshit and stop falling victim. Same is here with inside racist America. We are the victims of domestic racist European imperialism. Africa and other melanated countries are the victim of foreign racist European imperialism. We must understand that we are a nation within a nation that's trapped inside. And the pigs that constantly brutalize our people are pushing an agenda of control, containment, and colonization, all for the purpose of extermination. It's just as foolish to join the racist pigs and become a black pig. This is just foolish to jump in a white man military and go abroad being a black pig within their military. It's the same shit. The pigs constantly coming down on our people, occupying us. It ain't just a simple case of getting certain measures established, certain legislation established to get them to stop the brutality and murder of on black people. It is their function. It is their design. It is what they're built off of. Look into the history of the racist dog pig. You'll see that they was nothing but paddy rolls created on a plantation to capture slaves that either ran away or jumped the damn gate to try to get away. And their job was to hunt us down or murder us on sight. So they don't plan on stopping their brutality and murder until we are exterminated. No band-aid on the cancer is going to help this situation. We must rise up like the Algerians. We must rise up like the Vietnamese. We must rise up like Amir Cabral, Frantz Fanon, Ho Chi Minh, Diaz, Che Guevara, and push a hard on resistance. Anything else is bootlicking cowardice. We must shake off the passivity, shake off the constant self-hatred that white oppression brings on us and makes us take out our frustration and our pain on each other. They love that. They are the perpetuators and creators of the divide and conquer military tactic. We must unify and stand together and finally push the racist European imperialists off the fucking planet. There is no other solution but revolution, complete constructive change, not just here within racist America, but on a global front. We must move locally and think globally until we get there. We must hook up with all true revolutionaries on the planet and finally wipe out, name anything that gets in our way. It's either going to be freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. That's why we push eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, head for a head, and a life for a life. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It got to be even. Season, all day, every day, even on a Sunday. This is what Huey P. Newton taught us. This is what George Jackson taught us. This is what Patrice Lumumba taught us. We must regain our dignity. Like Frantz Fanon said, when you kill the oppressor, you kill two men. You kill the oppressor, but you also kill the oppressed person within yourself to regain your humanity, to regain your dignity. After all they have done, our ancestors cry out for justice. And they shall have it by any motherfucking means necessary. We cannot keep playing with these people. It ain't a game. Get serious. Get trained up. Get reasonably on so we can be able to do battle like we're supposed to and defend our people against this constant expression of genocide. And we push as Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense, a Black Moon program. The basic that we need to understand until we get more complex about our issue. But let's go over the basics. The Black Moon program states, we ride for the Black Commune program because it is what we want and believe. A Black Commune is a Black community built on belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. Or I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that black people held since the beginning of human existence. It allowed us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of black community that we ride for. Point A, it states we ride for total absolute liberation. Point B, we ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our black community. Point C, we ride for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we ride for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand the cases of all black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end to the drug problem. Point L, we ride for all black people to be exempt from military service. Point J, we ride for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Point K, we ride for full medical attention that should be given to all black people. Point L, we ride for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the earth's ecological balance. Last but not least, point M, we ride for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism. This is what we pushing. Black power walk all day, every day, even on a Sunday. So we're going to take a small music break.
I'm making good. Up.
Black power.
I'm making good.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making bomb.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making jams.
I'm God. God.
I'm making freak machines.
I'm God.
Price control pills.
I'm God.
Kill Indians who discovered him.
I'm God.
Kill Japanese with A-bomb.
I'm God.
Kill the still killing black people.
I'm God.
Enslaving earth.
I'm God.
No way to the moon.
I'm God.
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 Well, backwards is gone. Oh, no. See, when the woods came out the woods and they came from the caves, they thought they could enslave anything. With that calcified pineal gland got them real mad.
Yo.
You understand?
You niggas know the deal. My squad stay with the seal. Cause situations get real in the field. It's my protection. Consider belief the weapon. When I'm feeling threatened, my semi-auto Smith & Wesson's prepared for rejection. I line my eye sights, aiming in the pink's direction. Slowly squeeze the trigger, estimating where my target's stepping. A sharpshooter M77 Ruger. Both has to conserve my bullets for enemies of the future. Strategy is protracted like the action on the 12-gauge pump. In the hands of a nigga who decided he had enough. Pop it off faster than niggas can't say checks versus the month. With them double eyes, love. Dedicate this to the thugs investing they chips and guns. When the hits get the trick, man, we got something to make a run. To neutralize the threat, we gotta let them know we ain't the one. Ain't no bulletproof that's finna stop 100-round drums. Plus the fact that they not knowing where the shots are coming from. We criticize it with the gun for the generations to come, and that's my word. But if pack you a piece, then you'll die next. Love, the white man's got a God complex. He's guilty of murder, torture, falsehood, and death. Yeah, the white man's got a God complex. Word, these motherfuckers got me sleeping with my tech, right? They fully strapped down in my level 5 vest. I refuse to die from a reactionary death. Cause the white man's got a God complex.
I'm popping off like atomic bombs up in Nagasaki. Never think they got, but they not me. Cosmological army waging war against Tyrant. David vs. Goliath launching rockets instead of rock. Not from slingshot, more like a catapult. Levers and pulleys, these devils is bullies. We detting them fully. Fuck the bullshit. Full clips for loose lips that sink ships. I think quick, slick, swift. Peek this, all information is disseminated on the need to know basis. To counter infiltration, the nervous as European, thinking that they could beat on the natural shit that they be on. Make them a D.O.G. dog.
But if half you a beat, so you'll die next, love. The white man's got a God complex. He's guilty of murder, torture, falsehood, and death. Yeah, the white man's got a God complex. Word, these motherfuckers got me sleeping with my tech, right? They fully strapped down in my level 5 vest. I refuse to die from a reactionary death, cause the white man's got a God complex.
I'm packing that ribbons and plated complex, built to reduce them to a course if any boundaries overstep. I be posted at the window with my top like Malcolm X. Two magazines take to each other, black bandana for the set. Self-defense is of necessity, we under attack. Got gentrification and the local whites invest in the strap. The NRA's been impatient with Obama's administration. They formulating an army for racial extermination. Johannes Medley, George Zimmerman, Dylan Wood, Daniel Pontalego, Darren Wilson, countless Packer Woods. Plotting, planning why you niggas staging riots in the hood. When it's said and done, niggas go back to living like a good. Wish a motherfucker would try to reproach us with that bullshit. Wouldn't shoot him, but I'd probably smack his ass up with the clip. And begin on some coward shit. Wouldn't hesitate to kill a nigga over minor shit. No a closer rich. Expose these phony ass jabronis like ancestors did before the kid. Bitten with the force on my black Obi-Wan Kenobi shit. Survival was the business, got to fight just to be black folks. Humble was a monk, but you can bet I keep a strap though.
Born in 1946 in Mikhail Kalashnikov, built with loosely fitted parts, deliver devastating shots. Hold them 7.6239mm, fully automatic, gas powered magazine feeding. I can bust underwater, require minimal cleaning. Plus, I'm easy to dismantle for maintenance of my machinery. Soviet ingenuity, virtually indestructible.
It comes around the men and historically proven functional.
Duplicated in China, with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My birthplace was a Russia, most popular across the globe. What about they call me Cha? Missing off on me, Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making. When I'm knocking double rounds of the establishment from the Middle East to Compton, find me rocking with the fashion who lives with limited options. The shots are down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But the 40 to 100 for metal miniature rockers. As soon as my chamber's locked, then my owner can get it poppin'. Make an arsenal complete, I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me KK47.
Yeah, oink oink bang bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, now Satan teaches us. The war is just politics with bloodshed. The politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots be for us. Arm struggle, motherfucker. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I'll leave blood spewing. I'm the foolie made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended, this shit is ridiculous. Sometimes a whole 30, sometimes a whole 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly, I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive, I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless, everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Have a cool. I'm a boy way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. Lito Iwatu. Arm stubble, motherfucker. That UZI make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one. It's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, blood baths, and land showers.
Black power, you know, Black Survival Class radio show. And the topic is racist, European, imperialism. This will be a short show today. Got like 20 minutes left. Let's bring on our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir Shabazz, who's been pushing hard for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation for over 30 years. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power, black power, black power. The white man.
Black power, sir.
Power, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, black power.
All right, black power, black power. The white man is most certainly, without the shadow of a doubt, the devil. You know, as I'm listening, it sent me back teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I had to run and grab message to the black man real quick. So if we go to page 180 in Message to the Black Man, called What is Un-American? As we look at American imperialism, I automatically think of myself as being un-American. As a revolutionary, as a black nationalist, a pan-Africanist, as a warrior, as a scholar, I have to study and teach from an un-American position. When we go against white supremacy, when we go against white Americanism, when we go against white power, when we go against imperialism and all the other isms and schisms, this makes us un-American. So the white man now created laws for those who are un-American. And at one point in time, that penalty was not jail time, it was death. Death. There was no 6 months hard labor, none of that. It was death. That death was implanted to put fear in us. So the death penalty is nothing new under the sun. Because at one point, all 52 goddamn states supported the death penalty. So if we want to talk about imperialism, if we're talking about imperialism, white racist imperialism, we have to talk about the flip side of being an American. So the messenger says, number one, to separate ourselves from the slave master, you had us segregated for 400 years and now say that we are free. Is it being un-American to leave you or separate from you, a people who have enslaved and destroyed us as human beings? Have you not separated yourselves from us? Number two, is pooling our resources, education, and qualifications for self-independence, as you and other nations have done, and since you say we are free, what do you call un-American? Number three, should we not stop forcing ourselves, our presence on you, in places of yours, where you forbid us and tell us that we are not wanted? Is this what you call un-American, keeping away from that of yours that you make forbade us? Number four, making our own neighborhoods a decent place to live and seeking a place in your neighborhood just because yours looks better and cleaner? Making wherever we live a nice place and clean and making a decent life among ourselves? If you and yours can do it, then so can we. Is this what you call un-American? Number five, if we want to rid ourselves of the lust and wine and other intoxicating drinks and forms of drugs and learn to love ourselves first before loving you or others, is this what you call un-American? Number six, uniting and creating for ourselves, Have you given us anything in the way of your past and present treatment of us that we can believe that it will not be hell on hell? Number 7, is it un-American for us to build our own homes and schools and hospitals and factories while we are suffering and being turned away from many of yours? Number 8, is it un-American, white man, for us to want to keep our blood pure from being mixed with yours, our open enemies? Number 9, is it un-American for us to stop wasting our money and try to buy your finest cars, your clothes, your shoes before being able to live in a nice home? Number 10, is it un-American for us to spend our money among ourselves, what little we have to spend? Number 11, is it un-American for us to build an economic system among ourselves? Number 12, is it un-American for us to protect our women as you and other nations protect your women? Is it un-American for us to try to set up a clean, respectful society among ourselves as other nations? And should we not, as well as you, set officers over our society who will see to it that the rules and laws are obeyed? So these are just some of the things that we should keep in mind, because these 12 points I just read to you by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad coincides with our Black Commune program. It coincides with the original 10-point program. It coincides right with the 12-point program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it coincides with the 12-point program of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. So these are the things that we are fighting for every day. So is it so damn un-American to say that enough is enough? Is it so damn un-American to say, cracker, we are no longer tolerating your foot on our necks? We are no longer tolerating your crusty duck feet on our backs. You will no longer make us lay down on our backs and rub your damn corns on our bellies. Talking about you removing the rheumatism in your feet through the niggas. You will no longer shoot us down like sick cattle, because that day has come that your so-called slaves have decided to rise up. They have decided, we have decided to wake up, clean up, and stand up. So if that means to be un-American, then I am indeed 100,000,000% un-American. I hate everything about America. I hate the principles of America. I hate the laws. I hate the goddamn crackers in America and their bootlicking toms and bed winches too. I'm a tyrant. I'm classified as a United States domestic terrorist. Terrorize white supremacy. Terrorize American racist imperialism. So this is where we are today. So if we're talking about survival, we're talking about battle, if we're talking about defense, if we're talking about building, we have to talk about bloodshed. In order for a revolution to take place, bloodshed must be the battle cry. And with that, I'm going to end. God love you more than you hate your black self. Black power.
Black power, black power. Black all day, every day, even on a Sunday. Let's go to the next caller. 510-712-510-712. You're on the Black Survival Cause Radio Show. Black power.
Black power. All power to the people. Can you hear me out there, fellas?
Power.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power. All power to the people. This is Eda West, Minister of Public Relations of Black Riders, calling out of Oakland, California, the birthplace of the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, founded in 1966. Black power, all people out there. I just wanted to let y'all, I wanted to Panther back off of what the Conrad was saying earlier. He was saying this in the, he was saying this in the beginning about us being a kidnapped nation within the nation, you know. And our ideology of intercommunalism, of revolutionary African intercommunalism, as short as I could be in these last 3 minutes, I'll keep it like this. We have a role to play as being black people in the empire, you feel me, of being a stolen nation, of having, of coming from different places where we had sovereignty of economics, military, and political governing. You know what I'm saying? We actually contributed to the economics, politics, and the military, the political governing of this empire all over the world. So this the globalization of capitalism, or what Huey P. Newton called reactionary intercommunalism, puts us in a certain kind of position where we could destroy colonies from the internal part. I'm talking about colonies all over the world from right here within the belly of the beast, though. This is the reason why the right-wing fascist extremists is tripping off of the immigration thing. Because immigration could either be used for assimilation, or it could be used for infiltration. The immigration could be used for assimilation, or it could be used for infiltration. So this could be used if we play our cards right and show by example how to deal with this beast and give more of an inspiring type of motive and boost the morale of freedom fighters and oppressed people all over the world that are coming here thinking that they go, probably coming here thinking that they go get some type of gain. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us to educate them because we have the influence. I'm going to leave with that because I know I could go in detail about it, but I'm going to just leave with that. I want to say black power, all power to the people. Shout out to the comrades in the red zone. For those who don't know, man, the red zone in L.A., man, they call it the red zone, man, because Black Panther terminology, man, most of the casualties took place out there. You know what I'm saying? Or Black Panther martyrdom. And this is the kind of environment that the Black Riders was created under. You feel me? So don't get it fucked up, man. The connection is worldwide. You feel me? From Oakland to L.A. to Newark. You know what I'm saying? Any place where there was a riot in the 1960s, you feel me, they didn't drop the crack bomb and try to create a lot of friction and a lot of this counterproductive regionalism instead of embracing the Panther, the black nationalist spirit within all of these toxic cities across the globe. All right, now I'm going to leave it at that. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power all day. Let's move on to our last caller. We only got a couple of minutes left. 510-967. Make it quick, sir. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Power to the people.
Black power.
Can you hear me out there? Yes, sir. Black power, comrades. Shout out to y'all. Everybody on the line. Everybody listening in. This is Sergeant EJ of the Black Riders Liberation Party. It was a dope show. Listen to all the gems that was dropped, especially about racism, imperialism, and domestic racism as here, right here in America, and also what takes place internationally too, and the definitely the Berlin Conference that happened that separated Africa and made different tribes go against each other, and it's like all those gems being dropped is very important for us to also see that we shouldn't aid and abet those things into consumerism or those blood diamonds or even materials that exist that come out of there. We should not forget that by neglecting it with aiding and abetting that too. And also people who take vacations out there, you know, to different places and stuff like that. And so what it means is that we should, you know, keep that in mind by consuming it, by trying to escape into it, by trying to have the same values of America have into it, then still aiding and abetting the oppression and bloodshed that's been done in the past and always going on present. And that's why we ride for the unborn, living and the dead every day, even on Sunday. You know, it's about Black Riders liberation, about Black liberation everywhere. That's what we ride for. Black power, all power to the people.
Black power.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police.